Chapter 18. Baby Rollo was singing again.
Seek a flounder in a stone, Zoho. I know where the little folks go.
Cornflower was searching along the ramparts and the eastern wall. The old red stone was warmed by the sun and shaded by the quiet green heights of Mossflower. She looked around distractedly.
Baby Rollo, hush! We won't find anything with you singing aloud like that. It's very distracting.
Rollo gave her a winsome smile. He held a paw to his chubby face.
Distracting,
he echoed. Cornflower could not help laughing at the infant boy.
Go on with you, you rascal. Why don't you pop down and see Mr. Spike in the cellars and lend him a paw? He'll probably give you a drink of nice cold strawberry cordial.
Rollo sang lustily as he made his way down the wall steps.
Seek a flounder in a stones. I catch a rat and break his bones. Give Mr. Spike a good hard strike for good old strawberry cordial.
He tottered momentarily on the bottom step, but was caught firmly by Winifred the Otter, who happened to be passing by in the nick of time.
Gotcha, you villain. Oof, you're a great lump of a baby bank bowl. Hi, Cornflower. No luck. I think we're all in the same boat. Come down off there. It's getting too hot to be searching now. Let's go and have lunch. They've put out a picnic spread on the grass.
As Cornflower and Winifred sat with their backs against the abbey wall, they were joined by Formal.
Yeah, missus. I just see little Rollo going off down cellars. Ambrose will be a napping. Due for a rude awakening, I shouldn't wonder.
The meal was simple. Fresh summer salad, cold cider and gooseberry crumble with nutmeg cream. Formal munched thoughtfully, wrinkling his snout and blinking his eyes a lot.
Gotten as proper flummoxed as yon puzzle. Nor a one yet a coming up with no clues.
Cornflower passed him the cider.
It's difficult, I agree, but we must find the solution soon if we're to help Matthias. It's hard to know where to begin. Seek the founder in the stones where the little folk go. Do we begin by seeking out the stones, the founder, or the little folk, or all three?
Baby Rollo came running towards them with a small canteen of strawberry cordial tied about his fat waist. Winifred laughed.
Look out! Here's the terror back again. I'll bet Mr. Spike gave him what he wanted just to be rid of him while he takes his nap.
They carried on eating and discussing the riddle. Baby Rollo sat between Cornflower and Formal, continually butting in and trying to show them something he had in his paws. Winifred patted the baby vole's head.
Yes, yes, very nice, Rollo, but please don't interrupt. Can't you see we're talking?
Rollo would not be put off. He cut a comical figure muttering away as he wriggled his paws this way and that, as if trying to hold on to something.
Cornflower, look it! See, look it!
He persisted. Cornflower fed him on a piece of gooseberry crumble and wiped his face on the corner of her apron.
Drink up your cordial like a good little vole now, Rollo. Please don't speak with your mouth full. Remember your manners. Oh dear, what is he so excited about?
Rollo opened his paws wide, gurgling at the insect that ran backwards and forwards across them.
Look here, little folksies!
All three stared in amazement. The infant was showing them something they had not thought of so far.
It's an ant!
Of course, the little folk. That's what Methuselah and old Abbot Mortimer always called ants. The little folk.
Yeah, clever little Rollo, good beast, young sir.
Tell us where you found him.
Rollo pointed a paw with the ant still roaming across it.
Mr. Spike's cellar.
Across the lawn they hurried. Into Great Hall, down the stairs to Cavern Hole, through the small corridor at the far side, and down the sloping ramp into the wine cellars. Ambrose Spike lay snoring gently, an empty jug beside him. At a nod from Formal, they tip-pawed past the slumbering hedgehog and followed Baby Rollo through the dim cellar. He led them to a tun barrel of preserved damsons, a huge old oaken affair, which had stood there longer than any creature cared to remember. There was a crack between the staves, where the withe had perished, causing a slight leak. Rollo pointed to the floor, where a tiny pool of the dark, sticky juice was congealing. Ants busily collected the sweet residue, trooping in a continuous column.
Look it, see, little folksies!
Cornflower clapped her paws in delight.
Good fool, Rollo. Come on, let's follow them and see where they go.
The procession of ants marched busily along, hugging the wall deeper into the cellars, where they took a right turn, following an old passage.
Wait a moment,
Winifred said.
I'll go and get a torch. It's very dark in here.
They paused, watching the line of ants industriously plodding along, with other ants passing them on their way back to the juice. Winifred returned, and the light from the blazing faggot torch she held aloft helped greatly. They continued down the old passage, which twisted and turned, dry, dark and musty.